Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Step Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Ray, you got a couple of new books out that I didn't mention already. Tell us, remind me about those.
Well, the newest one published by SBE Council is Unleashing Small Business Through IP, Protecting Intellectual Property, Driving Entrepreneurship. Right. So people can get that at Amazon as a trade paperback. They can get it there for their Kindle, or they can go to our website, SBECouncil.org, and just download it as a PDF. So you can do that. And, of course, I'm still writing novels in my other life, and I've got a series of Pastor Stephen Grant novels, Warrior Monk, Root of All Evil, and An Advent for Religious Liberty. So those three are out there on Amazon as well.
Check those out, folks. Ray Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G. Ray, what's wrong with, after 4 years, the recession's been over four full years now. We're still at 7.6%. And for some reason, the administration is taking a victory lap because the unemployment went down a notch, but it was mostly because people dropped out of the workforce.
Yeah, the jobs picture has been, the last month was mixed. You know, you had the establishment survey, which payrolls were up by 162,000. That's far below where, you know, you should be at 250 or so during a strong recovery.
It takes 150 just to cover the new people coming into the marketplace.
Right, exactly. And then on the flip side, the household survey, which I think that better captures startup business activity, that was kind of a mixed story. You saw an increase in employment, but you saw a decline in the labor force again. And the bottom line is the labor force participation rate, the employment population ratio, all these things are still lingering at 30, 35-year lows. And that's stunning.
Say that again.
That the labor force participation rate and the employment population ratio have been lingering around 30 to 35 year lows. And that's
Think about that, folks. Now, why is that? The main reason, Ray, there are several reasons. One is technology is contributing to a jobless, to whatever the recovery is, it's going to be more jobless technology. We have other choices now. Business owners do.
Yeah, but
another reason. You don't like that idea?
I don't like that idea. No, I don't.
It's the reason. It's the reason why when minimum wage goes up, it's not as inflationary because people make other choices.
Yeah, people make other choices. But my point is that technology is not a bad thing for jobs as long as you get the policy climate right and all.
I didn't say technology was a bad thing for jobs.
But the implication of somebody listening to that statement could be that,
I identified it as one of the things. The other thing is the policy. That's where I was going. I agree with you because people are not hiring because they don't want to add more payroll and more eyeballs or more backsides to have to be regulated by the government.
Oh, and it's spot on, absolutely right. I mean, when you look at Obamacare and everything else that's already happened, it's coming, and it created an enormous amount of uncertainty, and the only certainty we do have as business owners is that costs are going up.
Yep.
So that's, you know,
and
that's
the
a bad
thing. The other thing is the economy. Small business owners need more sales, and the way they measure whether they need to hire somebody else is because their sales are growing. And when sales aren't growing, they're not going to hire more people. They figured out, the ones that are still in business have figured out how to operate with the people they have. And unfortunately, Ray, big companies have done the same thing. They're not investing in growth. Big companies, if you want to see the drama of all this, big companies are not investing in growth. They're not investing in hiring. They're working the people they have to the into the ground. And they're not going to hire until they see opportunity.
Yeah, and just to put it in perspective, we're down from the high, we're down by 2.3 million jobs. The pre-recession high, we're down by 2.3 million. If we were at, you know, a reasonable level of employment, we would have 10.5 million more jobs than we do today. That means we would be up by 8.2 million versus that high and at the pre-recession level. So they're a loss. Essentially, where are those 11 million jobs? That's the bottom line question. Where are those 11 million jobs?
The point I wanted to make about the technology is not that that's a bad thing, but that is one of the things that the marketplace has to deal with, has to overcome, and we don't need government in the way as well as the innovations. Hey,
right,
Ray,
thank goodness that technology is there to help small businesses stay alive.
And listen, if it weren't for technology, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I couldn't afford to do what I'm doing if it weren't for new innovation. So it's created a bunch of jobs in my operation. Ray, I'll see you later. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.